This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, let's go. There's some way to type. Tech support. I tell y'all laugh. Y'all think I'm joking. Go ahead, tighten it. Take notes. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our study of the ayat of An-Nur, the verses regarded to illumination within the Quran. Today we're going to be talking about Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, ayah number 44. Now, previously, what we've touched upon is the fact that this nur, this illumination, this is a gift from Allah, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. We have revealed to you, we have sent down to you this very clear light, this illumination. And then in the previous session, we also talked about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to you, and he is like a beacon of light for you, a guiding, shining example for you to follow. So what we've established here is that Allah has blessed us. Allah has given us these great gifts of the Qur'an and the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the guiding light within our lives. However, as we know and as we understand, all gifts come with a certain amount of responsibility. There's a responsibility that comes with these gifts. They are not to be wasted. They are not frivolous. They are not to be taken for granted. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us about the responsibility that comes with these gifts is by telling us about the people that came before us. That there were people before you who also received gifts. But what did they do? They didn't value those gifts. They took them for granted. In fact, they went even further and they corrupted those gifts. And the consequence of that was that they ended up outside of the light. They found themselves once again in darkness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I mentioned this in one of the previous sessions, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "As-sa'idu man wu'ida bighayrihi." That the fortunate person is the one who learns a lesson from the mistakes of others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us about our responsibility by telling us about the people that came before us that wasted these gifts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna anzalna at-taurata fiha hudan wa nurun." That most definitely we had sent down the Torah, the Old Testament, the revelation to the nations of the past. And in that revelation, there was guidance and there was light. They were granted the same light, the same illumination. And what was the role of that light in their lives? يَحْكُمُ بِهَا النَّبِيُّونَ الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا. That the prophets and the messengers of Allah, who were fully submitted and obedient to Allah, they guided their communities and they legislated and ruled amongst their people based off of that guidance and light. They used it as a true guiding light, as a code to live by. لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا. And they did this for their people. Who were their people? They are the people that we know as the Jewish nation, the Jews, the people of the past, Bani Israel. And then the prophets one day left their people. They passed away. وَالرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارِ But the responsibility transferred. رَبَّانِيُّون refers to pious, righteous people, the people of God. The pious, righteous people. And al-ahbar. Ahbar means scholars. The people of knowledge. They took that same guiding light. بِمَسْتُحْفِذُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ And they preserved it. The preservation of the light, the preservation of the message is twofold. Number one, preserving the words of it. You have to read it. You have to learn it. You have to memorize it. And then there is a second layer to it. The second layer is you have to preserve the teachings of it. You have to live it. You have to implement it within your life. Right? You have to live the actual lessons and the morals and the ethics and the principles that you find within that guidance. وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ شُهَدَاءَ And they were witnesses upon this. This was their responsibility. And Allah told them, فَلَا تَخْشَوُ النَّاسَ وَخْشَوْنِي Do not fear the people. What does that mean, don't fear the people? What it means is, when this light from Allah tells you what is right and what is wrong, when it tells you what to do and what not to do, and that might not be very popular amongst the people, we understand this very well, right? It might not be popular amongst the people. Do not give in to the people. Do not crumble under the pressure of the people. Do not be undone by social pressures. Do not fear the people. If you do fear anything, وَخْشَوْنِي Allah says, fear me. Now this is a bit of a heavy message here, but it's a necessary message. It's a very important message. That at the end of the day, if you are going to feel that pressure of something, feel the pressure of having to answer to Allah, instead of feeling the pressure of having to appease the masses. And then the next thing Allah says, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا Do not sell out. Do not sell out my verses, the verses of Allah, the signs of Allah, the message of Allah, this illumination gifted to you by Allah. Do not sell it out ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا For a little bit of worldly material things. Don't give it up for paltry scraps of this world. Right? And this is the second thing. That okay, maybe you're not someone who is feeling intimidated by the society and all the social pressures. But then there is this constant conflict within each and every single person where we do have a certain amount of worldly ambition. We do all have within us the desire for material things. And at some point in some time, that desire for material things is going to directly clash with what Allah is telling us to do. And at that point in time, do not sell out what Allah has given you and what Allah is telling you to do in order to gain some material things. Because it's all temporary. Easy come, easy go. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ Because when people deliberately, actively, belligerently, stubbornly choose to neglect and ignore and forsake and give up what Allah has given them, the gift from Allah, that light, that illumination, that guidance that Allah has given them, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ They have started to now tread the path that leads to disbelief. They have now started to slide down that slippery slope that God forbid, may Allah protect us all, but could lead to disbelief. And so in this verse, we've been talking about this light from Allah. And it's a beautiful, powerful gift from Allah. But in this verse, we receive the very necessary reminder that this comes with responsibility. And to summarize, the responsibility is, number one, we need to use it as the primary guiding force in our lives. We need to keep this Quran, this guidance from Allah, the example of the Prophet ﷺ, it needs to remain front and center for us in our lives. Number two, we need to take on the responsibility. Of course, Allah has taken the responsibility of preserving it, but we all should want to play a role in the preservation of it. How do we do that? By reading it, by listening to it, like we're doing here every night, and by memorizing it and learning it. And then secondly, by living it. That as we continue to learn its lessons, let's actually start to realize that within our lives. Thirdly, Allah tells us at some point in time when you make that commitment, it's going to clash. It's going to come into conflict with what society wants and what society deems acceptable or not acceptable. And at that time, stand firm. Be mindful of Allah and ignore all those social pressures. And fourthly, you have an internal battle to fight as well. That sometimes the Quran will tell you, lying and cheating is haram. You must be honest and trustworthy and honorable. But you find yourself at the table making deals where with a little bit of twisting and a little bit of bending and a little lie here and a little lie there, you can make more money. Now you have to fight that internal battle that money's not worth it. I'm not going to sell out the guidance from Allah, that light that I have inside of me. I'm not going to extinguish that light myself for a few dollars. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that as long as we can remain committed to this course, we will always be in the light. And we will find this light guiding us on the day of judgment. Otherwise, if we give up on this light, then we will have no light to bask in, not in this life and not in the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to live in accordance with the Quran and with the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Real quickly, just a couple of announcements, and inshallah we'll be posting this online because it's the first week of alhamdulillah programming here. And again, we're very excited, but just so that y'all are aware of the program and you can also spread the word amongst others as well. Inshallah, we will be having Salatul Jumu'ah, the Friday khutbah here inshallah at 2 p.m. This Friday night and every Friday night in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, after Taraweeh is over, so we can aim for a time of around 11:30 or midnight. We'll confirm that time with y'all, inshallah. But around that time, we're going to be having a late night session. We know that in the nights of Ramadan, people are, you know, wanting to learn more and benefit more, and there's a little bit of flexibility during the weekends, and people usually end up staying up a little late anyways. So alhamdulillah, we're going to be having late night tafsir sessions here discussing the verses of the Quran related to iman and faith and belief. Sheikh Mikael will be doing the dars inshallah, so we invite everyone to come and join us. We'll have some snacks and refreshments, and we'll have a late night session here for everyone to benefit. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.